As Barrett said, we're here to talk about criminal enforcement and civil enforcement in the healthcare space, which is something that all the panelists here know, for better or for worse, a great deal about. Traditionally, healthcare fraud, at least in the Northern District, and I think throughout the U.S., involves certain things. You know, traditionally, it involves overpayment, it involves anti-kickback allegations, ultimately issues concerning federal healthcare claims and federal healthcare programs. That traditionally has been the case. At least locally, we've seen that change in the Northern District with the indictment of the Forest Park case here about a year and a half ago, Brandon, if I recall correctly. That really changed things, because what Forest Park did is it allowed the federal government to use a state statute, the Texas Commercial Bribery Statute, to essentially bootstrap a private pay healthcare case into a federal criminal case, which, at least for us locally, I think in other jurisdictions, has resulted in a substantial sea change for both defense counsel, for providers, and for hospitals as well. Brandon, that's something that you know a great deal about, Forest Park. Is that something that you can at least generally describe for the audience what Forest Park involves?
Yeah, and I would say it's kind of, they say history repeats itself. And here, you know, the government found a way, like, essentially to get to the commercial side, which they traditionally had never done. And we saw this at just point of comparison with the Hobbs Act. There's a bunch of places, there's aggravated robberies, they were getting out of hand, the states weren't able to handle it. So you saw the federal government use the Hobbs Act, which is really just a jurisdictional hook, to basically come in and start pursuing all these robberies. Like, if somebody robbed a McDonald's, they'd say it affected commerce, therefore there was federal jurisdiction. And you've seen that again now, about 15, 20 years later.